Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ube kanye nathi ukhulume nathi ngezwi lakho elingcwele.
Lord, please be with us and speak to us through your holy word.
Amen.
Amen.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukukhuluma ngomphiko uKristu.
Today I'd like to speak about the Antichrist.
Sizofunda encwadini yesibili kwabaseThesalonika.
We read
isahluko sesibili isukela evesini lesithathu.
2 Thessalonians 2 from verse 3.
Makungabikho muntu onikhohlisayo nangayiphi indlela ngokuba aluyi kufika kungathi kungakaveli kuqala ukuhlubuka kwambulwe umuntu ongenamthetho indodana yokulahlwa.
Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction.
Omelana nakho konke nozikhukhumeza phezu kwakho konke okuthiwa uNkulunkulu noma into ekhonzwayo ake azi hlalise ethempelini likaNkulunkulu ezishaya uNkulunkulu.
Who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship so that he takes a seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God.
Anikumbuli yini ngisekhona kini nganitshela lokho na.
Do you not remember that when I was with you, I told you these things?
Senikwazi okubambezelayo ukuze ambulwe ngesikhathi sakhe.
And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time.
Ngokuba imfihlakalo yokungabi namthetho isiyasebenza, kepha ukuze kudediswe yena obambezelayo manje.
For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way.
Lapho ke uza kwambulwa lowo ongenamthetho eya kumqeda iNkosi uJesu Kristu ngomoya womlomo wayo. Imchithe ngokubonakala kokufika kwayo.
And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming.
Lo okufika kwakhe kungoku kusebenza kukaSathane ngawo onke amandla nezibonakaliso nezimangaliso zamanga.
The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders.
Nangayo yonke inkohliso yokungalungi kwabahubhayo ngenxa yokuba bengavumanga ukuthanda iqiniso ukuze basindiswe.
And with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. We'll read thus far.
La umpostol Paul ubhalela bona baseThesalonika.
Here the apostle Paul is writing to the Thessalonians.
Ethi besin lesihlanu esahlukweni sesibili baseThesalonika wesibili.
Here, as we've read now from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Anikumbuli nokuthi ngisekhona kini nganitshela lokho na.
And he says, don't you remember that when I was with you, I reminded you of these things, I told you of them.
UPaul uyababuza abaseThesalonika, anikumbuli yini ngesikhathi nginani ngimchazele.
So Paul asks this question of the Thessalonian Christians, don't you remember that I had told you about the Antichrist when I was with you. And I don't have time to go into detail because it is a broad subject, but I will touch upon a point or two. The Bible says when the Antichrist comes, Jesus was on earth, and the Antichrist also was there. And many, the Lord Jesus said when he was on earth, that when the Antichrist comes, many will be deceived. The Bible often uses the expression, I don't want you to be ignorant, and then it mentions whatever subject. We don't know when the Antichrist will come. What we do know, the spirit of the Antichrist is already at work among people. When he comes, he will come as an angel of light, deceiving many. I remember the story of a certain woman and her little child. This happened in a rural hilly area of England. There was a train travelling in this rural area in the white snow in winter. The train went from village to village, picking up passengers or letting them off. Now, this train was due to stop off at a little village. Woman, a wife, with her little child who was to disembark at that village. Now, as the train was going along, the conductor came along. To this young wife and her baby, and said, now we are drawing closer to that particular village, but I'll come again when to tell you when we have arrived. You can start getting your things together now, so that when I come to tell you that we've arrived, you are ready to disembark.
Conductor,
But there was another passenger close by who then said to the woman, look, ignore him. I know when we are about to come to that particular village. I know it so well.
Ngizokusiza futhi. Ngikutshele uma sekufanele ukuthi usukume.
And I will tell you when you are about to get off.
Umakoti wathatha waqoqa impahla zakhe zonke.
And so she got her things together.
Wayithatha ingane yakhe encane.
Took her child.
Uma beqhubeka kancane isimelo sama.
And as they went along, the train stopped.
Lo muntu behleli naye uthi sesifikileke.
And the passenger
ungaphuma manje nengane yakho nempahla zakho.
Who was together with this woman, or sitting in there in the same coach, said, we've arrived, now you can get off.
Awu nangempela wavula waphuma nengane yakhe nempahla.
So indeed she got off with her luggage and her baby.
Satsuka isitimela futhi.
And then the train went off again.
Emva kwesikhashanyana uconductor wafika.
After some time, the conductor arrived. And then asked, where is the young lady? And the person said, well, she got off when the train stopped.
Kukhona okuncane nje okuboke obekonakele estimelweni kwakhandwa saqhubeka masifikayo kuleyo ndawo.
The conductor was shocked and said, who dared to tell her to disembark? We had just stopped for a minor thing that needed to be fixed on the train, and then we went off. Now though, we have arrived.
Bekuyisikhathi sasebusika kubanda kumhlophe kugcwele iqhwa yonke indawo.
Now it was an extremely cold and snowy winter.
Uma isitimela sesihambile sele nengane.
When the train then left,
wehluleka ukuyithola indlela.
This woman and her child, she could not find her way. Because the train had not stopped at her village. She didn't know where she was. Now the conductor in the train was angry.
Uzokufa nangempela umakhoti nengane bafa babulawa makhaza ngoba behluleka ukuhlukanisa belalela noma bani ngoba kukhona abantu abashoyo ukuthi ngiyazi kukhona abantu abanjalo emhlabeni abanolwazi kodwa abazi ukuthi kufanele ukuthi bazi kanjani nokuthi bakhulume nini. Umakhoti nengane bathele kufeni bafele endleleni bebulawa amakhaza ngenxa yomuntu owathesifikile bengakafiki.
The conductor was angry that this had happened, said she'll freeze to death, which is indeed what happened to her and her baby. And so there are also people today where they will try and display such deep knowledge and they'll say they know, and the person like her failed to discern.
Musani uglalela noma bani noma umuntu ekhuluma thathi iBhayibheli ubuke ukuthi kuhlangene yini nezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Use discernment, use the word, check what a person claims to know and examine it in the light of the Bible.
Wafaka bumakoti, wafanenganayake, bebulawa makaza, ngobabela lela kumuntu othiwa ngiyazi, ngizontshela, ngizonvezela indlela, kanti bafake emgodini yokufa.
And she and her baby died a horrible death because of listening to one who claimed to have knowledge that he knew where she should get off.
Kaningi iBhayibheli lithi ningakhohliseki msuke ntshelwa abantu izinto bese nsuke nilalele bona.
The Bible
ligebengu lalela abantu abangasile kodwa bu njengeimpukane.
The Bible often warns and says, do not be deceived. Don't listen to the one who claims to have such deep knowledge. And so, like flies attracted to dirt, that person somehow gets a great following.
Ngakho ke cela ukuhlakanipha nokuhlukanisa kuNkulunkulu. Akusize noma umuntu noma abantu beza kuwe bekutshela izinto ungasuki ugwinye khona lapho usuki ukufaka emlonyeni ugwinye.
Ask for discernment and wisdom from the Lord. Don't just listen and swallow what a person claims to know.
Ngisemusha ngikhumbula umzala wami. Ube mncane, intombazane encane, kodwa ibinhle le ntombazana.
I remember when I was very young, I had a young cousin and she was a lovely girl.
Angazi ukuthi ibino 2 years yini noma ngaphansi.
I don't know whether she was about 2 or even younger.
Unina ube number 1 ekuqaleni imbali enembali emihle.
Her mother was a specialist in planting and arranging beautiful flowers.
Kanti lengane encane yakhasa yahamba yathola imbali yayikha yayifaka emlonyeni. Yayidla kanti iwupoison leyo ngane yafa udokotela wathi udle upoison.
Then this little girl got to one of the flowers and ate it, and so she was taken to the doctor. She died when the doctor diagnosed that it was a poisonous plant.
Ngiyayikhumbula leyo ndawo ngoba besakhelene nesonto. Singekude nesonto.
I remember that place.
No half.
Because we were
noma mabili.
Just about 1.5 to 2 kilometers from that church.
Kuthi abantu bebejwayele ukuletha idumbu zabo kithi bese uma sekungcwatshwa kusukwe kithi ngoba beseduze nesonto.
It was the practice in those days that if there was to be a burial, a funeral, they would bring the coffin firstly to our house because we were close to the church. I remember the story so well because that corpse was in our home.
Ingane yafika imbali enhle, ibukeka kahle, yakuthatha, yakufaka emlonyeni.
This little girl had been attracted to this beautiful flower, had eaten it, swallowed it, and died. Woe to those who just swallow anything, whether it comes from a mother or a father or even a preacher. Be discerning. Examine what they say in the light of the Bible.
iBhayibhele ilona qiniso kufanele ukuthi sihambisane ngalo.
The scriptures are the truth. We must be in accordance with it.
Angidluleke kulokho, nikuzwile, nikubambisile. Kungabi ungene la kuphume la. Nikubambise, bambisise lokho noma niphuma. Ningasuki ngiqonde nje ekudleni, njahe khona. Cabanga ukudla, nikhohlwe benikuzwa la.
Have you grasped that point? Do you understand it? Don't just think about something else or lunch coming up and then you leave here and the message has gone out of into one ear and gone out of the other. Let's continue now to another point. Many years ago, in the 1100s, that is almost 1,000 years.
Bekhona umpristi.
A certain priest.
Umpristi oyabona izinto zomhlaba zihamba kabi, wafuna ukuguqula umhlaba.
Had seen how badly things were going in his world and wanted to change things.
Ngoba besezonakele izinto emhlabeni.
For corruption and depravity.
Ufana nesikhathi samanje. Kodwa manje ngathi kukubi kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu.
Were rampant, similar to our era right now, except that things are far, far worse now.
Esemusha, wathi ngizoguqula umhlaba.
When he was young, he said, I'm going to change this world.
Wehluleka ukuguqula umhlaba, wathi ngizoguqula isizwe sakithi.
Which he failed to do, so he said, I will change at least our nation. Which he failed to do.
Why said he, noma ngihluleka ukuguqula isizwe sakithi, ake ngiguqule idilopho lakithi.
Then he said, well, if I fail to change the nation, let me at least change our town, our area. But the city or the town did not want to repent.
Why city?
Then he said, well, let me change my family. But he failed in that too. When he was old,
wathi ngihlulekile ukuguqula isizwe sakithi nabantu bakithi nemndeni yakithi nezihlobo zakithi nomndeni wami.
He said, I have failed in changing the world, our country, our people, our village and my family.
Wathi angiziguqule mina.
So let me be the one that changes.
Uma eseguqule thandaza ethi Nkosi ngisize ngiguquke.
And when he prayed earnestly, Lord, help me to change.
Nangempela uNkulunkulu wamsiza.
The Lord helped him.
Waba njengo Scrooge ebusuku. Nimbonile eguquka ngasegcileni.
He was like old Scrooge, which we saw in the Christmas Carol play last night, who changed in his old age.
Wathi uNkulunkulu ngihlulekile ukuguqulizwe, guqula mina manje.
He had prayed, Lord, I failed to change the nation, change me.
Uma eseguquka yena.
When he changed,
kwaguquka.
His wife and children converted. When his family changed, his whole village repented.
Why said he, "Aw, ngaphendukezela izinto, ngathatha kwasemsamo, ngakumisa emnyango, kusemnyango ngak bekemsamo.
And then he said, I have failed because I put the cart before the horse.
Uma ngaqala lapho ngaseqaleni ukuthi inkosi iguqula mina mhlawumbe izwe lakithi nesizwe sakithi bese yophenduka.
If only I had called upon the Lord for myself when I was young, perhaps then our nation and country would have been changed.
If only I would have started where I am now, maybe our nation would have been saved. That was in 1100. God revealed this mystery to him. It's got to start with you. It's no use preaching to your wife if you are not right. It's no use speaking to your children if you are not right. It's got to start with you, yourself.
UNkulunkulu wamkhombisa lokhu esemdala. Lemfihlakalo ukuthi akusizi ukuthi ushumayeze inkosikazi. Qala kuwe, phenduka wena, emva kwalokho inkosikazi nezingane.
Kwasa kuye esegugile, ethi hawu uNkulunkulu ungithethelele. Ngagcina la kuqalwe khona.
This dawned on him only in his old age, where he said, Lord, I have...
Akusizi ukushumayeza abanye uma impilo yakhe ingalunganga. Uma kusekhona izinto engasile, yeka ukushumayeza umngako. Yeka.
I should not have put the cart before the horse. You see, it is like that. If you have not converted and changed, then stop preaching to your wife and telling her what to do. In France, there was a preacher preached to his wife every day till his wife said, I don't want anything more to do with this, I'm exhausted by it.
Wabuya wayenkonzweni wabuncenga umkakhe wathi woza ngoba ubengaphuthi uma khona umhlangano nje ubeya khona.
And this man was regular in church attendance. One day he said, now let's go, come with me.
Uma esebuya,
when he got back,
evele enkonzweni ethe bekuyisimanga uNkulunkulu wasebenza kwaba kuhle.
From the service, he said it was a marvelous service. The Lord blessed it, and you've missed out by not being there.
What I namhlanje uNkulunkulu ukhulume ngempela.
And he said to his wife, God worked and spoke in a wonderful way today.
Awu uNkosikazi wathi isekuyikho lokho futhi. Kuyangihlanzisa lokho. Sangikhathele leyo nto. Ayishoyo njalo.
It's the same old story again and again. I am tired of it. It nauseates me.
Isiqino ke. Unkosikazi wathi, ya. Umfundisi ubethini.
The wife then said, well, tell me, what did the preacher say?
Wathi umfundisi wathi asiyeke ukushumayeza omkethu.
He said, the preacher said, let us stop preaching to our wives.
Asivale umlomo.
Let's close our mouths.
Siphile, siphilele inkosi.
And live for the Lord.
Unkosikazi wathi, hawu, kwangathi uye uNkulunkulu ke lowo.
The wife said, what? That must be God indeed who spoke that. You hear
that?
Stop speaking the gospel and telling the gospel to others if you are not shining like the sun.
Akusizi ukuthi uthi uyaqhuba ivangeli kanti uyikholwa mbumbulu.
What does it help to propagate the gospel if you yourself are just a washout?
impilo yakho kumelwe ukuthi ilunge kungabikho into eyibala kungabi into engasile uma ukwenza lokho uyakhonka izinhliziyo zabantu noluthula uvala umlomo.
Your life must be set right first, that the Lord would wash you so that there's not a stain or a blemish. Otherwise, you are just hardening the hearts of others, making them like concrete.
Abanye ababesizwa inkosi, uJesu wathi, hamba, kodwa ungatsheli muntu. Ngoba uma ukhuluma ngoJesu kanti impilo yakho ayikhanyi, kukhona ukungasile, uyaqasuka, uyadinwa, uyathukuthela. Uyithulusi likaSathane, uyakhonka izinhliziyo zabantu. Abantu bathi asikufuni lokhu okunjena.
To some the Lord said, now go your way and do not tell a soul. Don't tell anybody. The Lord knows, maybe you go back and you tell others, but in the meantime you are still irritable, you are still angry, and you are just hardening their hearts.
Umphiko Christu ke,
the Antichrist,
uma sifunda incwadi yesibili kaThesalonika isahluko sesibili ivesi lesithathu.
If we read, as our text is in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3.
Uthi lapho ke ngokuba kuzombulwa ngesikhathi sakhe uSathane ngokuba imfihlakalo yokungabi namthetho isiyasebenza kuphela ukuze kudedeliswe yena obambezelayo manje.
For that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction.
USathane ubizwa ukuthi umuntu wokubhubha.
Satan is called the one who's the destroyer. The one who is depraved. The lawless one.
Kusho ukuthi akungabikho noyedwa onkohlisayo ethi nanga umphiko uKristu. Kanti lo umuntu okutshela leyo nto kwayiyena kulungile empilweni yakhe. Noma umphiko uKristu engekho kuye, kodwa umoya womphiko uKristu sekuye.
Don't listen to anyone who claims to have special knowledge that the Antichrist has already arrived and who he is. In the meantime, that person might be like the Antichrist or have the spirit of the Antichrist in him.
USathane uzofika umphiko uKristu afike njengomuntu okuthula. Umuntu ozoxazulula izinkinga esikhona emhlabeni.
The Antichrist will come like a peacemaker, one who is to bring peace on earth.
Ozoletha ukuthula alungise umhlaba.
And who will fix the world's problems.
Ngoba zimbi izinto emhlabeni.
For things are indeed depraved in this world.
Omunye bengishayela ucingo ekuseni nje. UTenok kukhona umndeni waseRumania banengane ezihlanu.
This morning somebody phoned me and said in Norway there's a Romanian family with 5 children.
Ingane yokugcina,
the last child,
mhlawumbe grade 3,
perhaps in grade 3 or so.
Ingane ezisesikoleni zakhuluma ngoJesu, zazama ukuhambisa ivangeli.
Now these children spoke about Jesus trying to bring the gospel.
Khona lapho zisakhuluma ngeNkosi kwaqhamuka amaphoyisa.
While still speaking about the Lord, police arrived.
Kwathathwa lezingane zisihlanu.
And all five children were taken.
Zaphuthwa kubazali.
Were taken away from the parents, confiscated.
Ingane le encane ku grade 3 yafakwa inyanga entathu ejele.
And this little child in grade 3 was imprisoned for 3 months.
Kwathiwa la Enoch la kulendawo kulesisikole. Kulesisikole akufanele ukuthi umuntu aphathe indaba yevangeli lenkosi uJesu Christ.
For it was said, in this country, in this school, you're not allowed to speak about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Akenkabange Enoch.
Just think, in Norway, which is
umoya womphiko uKristu usuyasebenza abavumi nokuthi ukhulume ngoJesu,
had been a Christian nation, but now the spirit of the Antichrist is at work there, forbidding speaking about Jesus at school.
Sekusebenza komoya womphiko uKristu. Umphiko uKristu esambulweni ubizwa ngokuthi isilo.
And so this is the working of the spirit of the Antichrist. In the book of Revelations, it refers to another word for the Antichrist as the beast.
Kuthiwa uma ufika umphiko uKristu, ufike leso silo sesihogo, sizodukisa umhlaba.
That with the coming of the Antichrist, the beast will come out of hell and deceive the nations. With great power, calling down even fire from heaven, doing miracles.
Bonke abantu basuke bathi uMesiya lo.
And everybody will think it's the Messiah. This is God. You see what the Antichrist is like? He will come as the miracle worker and draw the whole world to himself.
Yena oyisilo sesihogo ongu Satan qobo lwakhe.
He who is the beast out of hell, Satan personified himself.
Yena ongu mphiko uKristu,
the Antichrist.
Manje uma kuthiwa umphiko uKristu, anoqonda ukuthi akamphiki uKristu, kodwa uthatha isikhundla sikaKristu.
Now realize this, that though it says anti-Christ, it does not mean that he is anti or against, but instead it means takes the place of Christ.
Umphiko uKristu ke, uJohn uyakhuluma ngaye.
John speaks of him.
Bantwana sekuyisikhathi sokugcina.
And saying, my children, it is now the last time, the last days. The Antichrist comes. For even now his spirit is at work among people. And by this we know it is the last hour. You see what the Antichrist is like.
Uzoba namandla kumaKristu ngoba bazothi bayakholwa bangamaKristu kodwa babuswa isilo.
Because the Antichrist will be an attraction for Christians because they will be drawn to him and thinking that they're worshipping Christ.
Umhlaba wonke izizwe zonke zomhlaba.
And will rule the whole, all the nations of the world. When will the Antichrist come? No one knows exactly, just as we do not know the time of the return of Jesus.
Kodwa kukhona esingakuphawula.
But there are signs by which we should recognize that it is close by. In Luke,
wathi inkosi yathi njengasentsukweni zika Noa kuzobanjalo lapho yofika umphiko uChrist.
The Lord says, as in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the coming of the Antichrist.
Na uTimothy uyakhuluma uPauli
and
uthi kuzoba ikhathi sibi esinzima.
To Timothy, Paul says, they will be difficult times. Children will not obey parents. There will be no respect for each other. There will be sexual immorality. People who have children and they just don't get married. Look at the rampant evil in this world today. I said to them, now we've heard of what is happening with radical Islam and that in Germany 1.5 million have arrived there. And I said, well, one of two things. Many Germans, they said, will leave Germany.
So
for some of them, these Muslims have said, we will make your daughters pregnant, they will be ours. And many of these refugees are destroying homes and are busy with criminal activities.
And
I said, though, what will really help the situation is you bring the gospel to them. And this person said, indeed, because last Sunday some of them were in our service. If you do not win these Muslims to the Lord, they will win you to their own way. In Gaddafi's day, he had already said then, don't worry, we don't need war to conquer Europe. It'll just be through the increase of children, because they do have very big families with many children.
Kodwa masulumana zala kakhulu kusho ukuthi njengokuba kuyintando yeningi emva kweminyaka u20 ithina esizovota silthathizwe ngaphandle ngokudubula kanye sebenzisa nesikhali.
Because the Germans, they only have 2 children max. But we have many children, and so we don't need a bullet. Within 20 years, we will be in the majority, because after all, these countries are ruled by the majority. Many. And in Scandinavia.
Scandinavia.
And
ngaphandle kwemvume uma kufika abantu abazinkulungwane ngesikhatsinye uthi uyavimba uyadlala bavele bangene nje.
And so they are entering into Europe in huge quantities, sometimes 1,000 in a day. Without permission, they just force their way across the border. This is the time when Christians there need to truly repent and come to Jesus with full surrender. Otherwise, that is the end of them. If they do not burn for the Lord, instead of them winning these Muslims, they'll be won over themselves.
God in Bible says that in the time of the Lord,
but the Bible does say that in the last days it'll be the time of the great falling away, the rebellion. People are falling away. From true faith in the churches. It happens in churches, and even in our midst, you'll find that these evil things happen. People are very fond of saying, I'm born again, I'm a child of the Lord, but there are lies, there's sexual immorality, and other bad things going on. True faith means being united with Jesus. As we saw last night with Scrooge, when he turned to the Lord, though he had hated Christmas, he now loved Christmas because of what Christ had done.
So a Christian has got a living relationship and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Umuntu ongumzalwane uyazwana no Jesu uyamazi uqobo lwakhe.
Kodwa buka namhlanje kunjani?
Look at, though the condition of things in churches, gay marriage allowed in church, and homosexuals, lesbians getting married in the church.
And kodwa namhla bafundisi bayalwela izinto zikaSathane kwasekumoya wesilo osebenzayo emakholweni.
This is the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, and brought down the wrath of God upon those cities. So nevertheless, in the church, even preachers will say, but this is love. This is the spirit of the Antichrist already at work. Look at abortion.
Enye intombazane eMelika yakhulelwa kashumi nesthupa.
I know.
Ehushula zonke lezongane ebulala ingane zakhe izandla zabasha zabantu namhlanje gcwele igazi.
Of one American girl who aborted 16 of her babies, there is blood on the hands of many people. This is the time of the rebellion, the falling away. And so, preachers who will excuse their sin and say, well, after all, David sinned in this way, and so they divorce their wives, these preachers, and they carry on preaching. You should be out of, get away from sitting under such preaching. I had asked the question, when will he come? And said, no one knows.
Umoya womphiko uKristu suyasebenza phakathi kwamaKristu.
But what we do know is that the spirit of the Antichrist is already at work among Christians.
IBhayibhele lithi ngabe esevelobala kodwa akakabheli khona umvimbayo.
The Bible says he would have already been exposed, but there is one that holds him back. What holds him back?
Uvinjwa ibandla likaKristu eligcwele umoya kaNkulunkulu.
The Spirit-filled Church of Christ.
Uma kusasebenza umoya ongcwele, isilo siyahluleka.
If the Holy Spirit is really at work, the Antichrist, the beast, fails.
IBhayibhele lithi ukusebenza kamoya ongcwele kuyamthiya uSathane angakwazi ukusebenza njengokuthanda kwakhe.
For the Bible says that the working of the Holy Spirit prevents Satan from doing his thing as he wills.
Nalapho esevele uNkulunkulu uzobethi nje ngomoya ophuma emlonyeni.
When the Lord comes, simply with the breath of his mouth, he will conquer the evil one, the Antichrist
Satan.
Now, in Revelations, it tells us an astonishing
thing.
When the Antichrist rules, you will not buy or sell without the mark of the beast on your wrist or your forehead. And politicians are already starting to drift towards this possibility, because they say, well, after all, there's so much corruption, so much stealing. If you have this mark, this invisible mark, which is able to be read, it's not visible to people, that can be seen either. Where they say this chip can be then read and all the information is secure. And so the 666 number is something that is of significance, as numbers are significant in the Bible.
Uwani kusho uNkulunkulu onguwani.
One speaks of God who is
two.
One. Two.
Kusho ukuthi ubufakazi.
Speaking of the witness.
Three. uNkulunkulu emthatha emunye.
Three, God and three persons.
Four.
Four.
Kuthiwa amagumba amane omhlaba.
Speaks of the four corners of the earth, in other words, the whole world.
Five. Umusa kaNkulunkulu David elwa noGoliath waqosha amatshe ayisihlanu wamshaya la wamginqa phansi.
Often
five eBhayibhelini kusho ukuthi umusa.
Often referring to grace, remember David as a boy collected just five stones and he used just one of them to conquer Goliath. So it speaks of grace. Six, though, speaks of man. Person created on the sixth day. Three sixes. Is man pretending to be God.
Seven, inombolo lokuphelela.
Seven speaks of completeness, wholeness.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
And so there are numbers which are of significance in the Bible. Significance. And so,
six.
The triple six.
Lomuntu ozishaya uNkulunkulu uma ukhonzisilo ukhonza uSatan khonza umphiko uChrist bazo faka nanamhlanje sebeyakwenza bakufaka uboni lutho kodwa uma ubeka isandla noma ungena ebhanki uvela uthi nje nalinombolo akekho ngantshontsha imali yakho.
Speaks of ultimate man. Man trying to be God. And so there are even those who are experimenting and have numbers, these invisible numbers, they can go to the bank, they don't need to swipe a credit card, it's there on their body.
You're not.
If you're not a true believer, you will find yourself with the mark of the beast. And it says of that you will not buy or sell without that mark. And you'll rule for 7 years in this world. For 3.5 years will be the nice side of him, where he will be appealing and do wonderful things. The last 3.5 years, where you'll see the ugly, terrible, wicked, satanic side of him, he will attack in particular Israel and the Jews and make and set himself up in the temple, in the Holy of Holies. But even if Satan makes him, even if Satan makes himself out to be so mighty and so powerful, setting himself up in the Holy of Holies, He is nothing. The Lord will defeat him just by breathing, by the breath of his mouth.
Kodwa ngithi kuwe uma ungakaphenduki, ungakayilungisi indaba yakho namhlanje, kwenze. Ngoba uma uqhamuka lo mphiko uKristu uzoba namandla kanjani ukumelana naye. Umoya wakhe uzosebenza kuwe.
But if you haven't repented, you will gravitate towards the Antichrist. You will be helpless. You will find yourself with his number upon your body.
Mphilele uNkulunkulu ukuthi lapho kubuya uJesu ezoshwitha ibandla lakhe, asazi ukuthi uzofika nini.
Live for the Lord Jesus, that you're ready for Jesus when he comes to take his church. We don't know when that will happen.
Kuzofika amangisa athi rapture, ukushwithwa kwebandla ngokuphazima kweso.
In English they speak of the rapture or the snatching away of the church and the twinkling of an eye. Many will be in bed. Wake up with the other partner being gone, the spouse being gone in the twinkling of an eye. And those in the grave.
Labo abafele enkosini bashwitheke bazohlangabeza uJesu emoyeni.
Those who die in the Lord are the ones who will rise to meet the Lord in the air.
Bangena emshadweni weundlu.
And enter into the marriage feast of the Lamb.
Kodwa bayasala laba bahlupheka.
But the others will remain.
Ngathi kuyisihoko emhlabeni.
And endure hell on earth.
Bebuswa umuntu wesono. Umuntu ongenamthetho. Umuntu owenza izinto ezimbi.
Where the man of sin, the lawless one, the evil one, will rule.
Wena usulungele, hayi umphika uKristu kuphela, kodwa nokubuya kwenkosi.
Are you ready? And for these things, not just the Antichrist. What matters is, are you ready for the Lord's return when he comes to fetch his people? It speaks also of two being in the field, one being taken, the other left behind. The one who acts like a Pharisee is the one who will be left behind. You'll meet up with suffering that you've never imagined. If you want Satan, you'll have him. And you who are Satanists, well, you'll have him completely. It says he'll rise out of the sea.
We don't
have time. But it speaks there in Revelation 13 of the beast coming out of the sea. Satanists often speak of their meetings under the sea, satanic places.
Kwisikhathi sokuthi siyeke ukuganga nokudlala ngenkolo nangonkulunkulu. Isikhathi sokuthi lo nalo ayilungisa indaba yakhe. Iqonde ngo.
It's time to stop playing around with Christianity. Let your life be completely straight with the Lord.
Ikhwaye belicula ngesibhunu ukuthi ngizohamba ngihlangabeza uJesu ngingenalutho ezandleni zami, ngingenayo imphefumulo engayizuzayo.
The choir sang,
"Kufanele ukuthi lo nalo ongumKristu azingele abantu imphefumulo yabantu kuba izuzeke kuJesu."
The choir sang earlier on in Afrikaans, must I go empty-handed, not winning one soul to the Lord. We should be soul winners, seeking out souls for the Lord.
Kwisikhathi ukuthi thina maKristu, thina abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, siphaphame ebuthongweni, simphilele uNkulunkulu. Ilona lo amphilele, ayilungise indaba yakhe. Uma iseyilungisile, azuze neminye imphefumulo.
We Christians need to wake out of our sleep and as we live for the Lord, winning others to Him.
Ukuthi laba abanomoya womphiko uKristu basindiswe bakholwe uJesu.
That those who
hayi ukuthi baqhubeke ngaleyo ndlela engasile, noma ungaba yingane zakho, noma ihlobo zakho, noma abazali bakho, bekufanele ukuthi usuku nosuku uzuze imphefumulo yabantu ukuthi nqobe ivangeli likaJesu, hayi ivangeli likaSathane.
Those who already have the spirit of the Antichrist, win them for the Lord. Let them turn to the Lord. Bring the gospel to your family, your children, whoever it might be. This should be the time of the gospel. Let's stand to our feet. And if you're healthy enough, you can stand to your feet and we will pray.
Ngiyacela Nkosi ukuthi amazwi akho angabi yizeleze kodwa afinyelele ekujuleni kwezinhliziyo zethu.
I ask you, Lord Jesus, that your words would not have been in vain but reach the very depths of our hearts.
Ongakayilungisi indaba yakhe ayilungise namhlanje.
That the one who's not yet right with you would get right with you today.
Osabuswa umoya womphiko uKristu ahlukane nawo manje eze kuwe eze siphambanweni asizakale.
That the one who's ruled by the spirit of the Antichrist would today come to the cross and receive your spirit.
Usize Nkosi ukuba singaFarisi, singazenzisi, singakhohlisi, kodwa sivele obala sikuphilele ngeqiniso.
Lord, save us from being hypocrites, but rather standing up for you in truth, living for you.
Sizuze nabantu.
Winning others.
Balungele usuku lokuhlwithwa nokuhlangabezana noJesu Kristu emoyeni.
That they too would get ready to meet you when you come to fetch your bride.
Amen.
Amen.